Praise God, for He is good. All the time, He is good. Bow our heads and pray. Father God, thank you for the privilege, Lord God, to preach your word, and I ask for help, Father. And help us all to receive your word. Help us to apply it to our lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask these things. Amen. The title for the sermon this morning is The Comfort of Trusting in God and in His Providence. The text is found in Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Although we know that God is omnipotent, able to do all that He pleases for His purpose and according to His sovereign will, and although we know that God is omniscient and that He knows all things because He works all things after the counsel of His good will, and although we know that God is omnipresent, that God is always with us, that He has promised to never fail us, to never leave us nor forsake us. And although we have memorized Romans 8:28, we at times worry, especially during those very, very difficult times in our lives. Since we believe that the Word of God is true, then His Word is of great comfort to us, especially when Christ Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them fall to the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." If we believe that the Scriptures are true, then we find great comfort when in Psalm 139 we read, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You understand my thought from afar. You are acquainted with all my ways." And that wherever we are or wherever we go, we can say with all certainty, "O Lord, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." If indeed we trust in the Word of God, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and in Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, why should we worry? Instead, we should hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. We trust in God's word and in His divine providence. And by faith in Christ, there is great comfort in knowing that He is continually and actively in control of our lives. Even when we, in our finite minds, cannot understand how. It is during these difficult times that we must remember God's promises and trust in Him, for He is faithful. We must trust in His providence, rest in His promises, and patiently wait for Him to carry out His will. For His will is good and perfect, and in Christ we know the comfort of trusting in God and in His providence. In today's message, we will be reminded of God's faithfulness, and that we should find comfort in knowing that through His providence, we are preserved in Christ. Through His providence, He leads us. Through His providence, He ordains our lives. And through His providence, all that He allows us to experience in this life is for His glory and our edification. And all this according to his sovereign and perfect will. In Psalm 103:19, we read that the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. And it is through his divine providence that he rules over all. The providence of God is the means through which he sustains and controls all things that happen in the universe and in our lives. And this he does according to his purpose and his divine will. The scriptures speak loudly and clearly of his providence, his mercy, and his faithfulness. And because we trust in his word, we know the peace of God, the peace that surpasses our understanding, the peace that becomes clearly evident to us when we go through difficult times. In John 16:33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus tells us to be of good cheer because although we may suffer in this world, not only will we find peace in him, but with him we will overcome the world. Because as we read in 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world: our faith in Christ. It is during the most difficult times in our lives when we truly realize the peace of God. And considering this, should we not also truly praise him during those times? And we desire to do this because, as James says, we know that in his providence, he is working in us, and that the testing of our faith helps us to grow in Christ. And as we grow in Christ, we become more useful in his kingdom. And there is no greater joy than the joy of serving God and being used by him. There is no greater joy. Christ laid down his life for us so that we may live eternally through him. And as Paul says in Galatians 2:20, "And the life which we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us." As Christians, we will face hardships in life, and we will continue to experience the negative emotions that are felt during those hardships. And there is no way to avoid them. But the question we must ask ourselves: how do we react to them? We must remember that God, through his providence, is in control of our lives, regardless of how difficult our situation may be. And our hope must be in him. In Psalm 42:11, the psalmist in great sadness writes, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me?" But he immediately tells himself to hope in God, "For I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." And because we have Jesus Christ, who is our hope personified, we can, as the Apostle Paul tells us, rejoice in the Lord, always rejoice, even in those difficult times. And we can also rejoice because the scriptures tell us that although our faith will be tested, and that during those times we will suffer for the sake of Christ, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And therefore, regardless of the situation in which we may find ourselves, We should press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. For we know that he who began a good work in us will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. And we say amen to the prayer of Paul, in which he said, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass." And in this God's providence, we find great comfort. But we must also remember that although we have access to the throne of grace, where we can find help in time of need, we do so not merely for our convenience, but so that we may be more useful in his kingdom. In other words, we are not motivated to serve God and others for our needs or convenience, but for the purpose of God, and so that Christ may be glorified in our lives. For Paul tells us that we were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in our bodies and in our spirit, which are God's. Therefore, we must always be ready to serve God and others, God and others, through faith in Christ, according to the word of God, for his purpose and pleasure. Paul tells Timothy to encourage his church members to be generous and ready to share. And to Titus, he tells them to remind them to be ready for every good deed. And lastly, Peter tells us to always be ready to make a defense to everyone who asks us to give an account for the hope that is in us. But the only way we can do this is through faith in Christ and by obeying his word. And through our obedience, we trust at all times in his divine providence, through which he will make us complete in every good work to do his will, working in us what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We find comfort in God's providence because in it we can be sure that we are preserved in Christ regardless of our situation. In Psalm 37, verse 28, we read that the Lord does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. And in Jude, we read that we are preserved in Jesus Christ. We take great comfort in the promises of God, knowing that in his providence we will experience difficult trials, but we also know that he will preserve us and help us through them. So like Job, we can also say, "We shall come forth as gold." For in the providence of God, Job suffered great loss. Joseph was taken away from his family and falsely imprisoned. Naomi and Ruth were widowed. Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of a great fish. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. And the three Hebrew boys were thrown in the fiery furnace. But we also know that in God's providence, he also delivered and preserved them. And in the end, God had accomplished his purpose. Praise God. From this we learn that through the great sacrifice of Christ, we have been once and for always delivered from the evil one. And through God's providence, we are preserved in Christ. Praise God, for he is good and he is faithful, and worthy of our worship. We have comfort in God's providence because in it He leads us. In Deuteronomy 8:3, God tells Israel, "And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not." So He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord God chastens you. This is an example of the providence of God. Here we have a demonstration of God's faithfulness as well. Despite Israel's constant complaining, God never got frustrated and left them. But He led them, and in the process, fulfilled His purpose. Like Israel, we too need humbling. And through God's providence, we are tested. And often, we fail. God is merciful. God is faithful to guide us and to lead us, providing for our needs along the way. Even though we may at times doubt, worry, and complain, God knows what He is doing. He remains faithful and He keeps His promises. In Psalm 105, verses 8 through 9, we read that God remembers His covenant forever, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations. In the Old Testament, the term 1,000 is a figurative term which stands for a very long time. And in this verse, it is understood to encompass the remainder of human history as an everlasting covenant. And just as God, who keeps His covenants, led Israel through His providence, He does the same for us as Abraham's spiritual children and recipients of His promise. Paul refers to this in Galatians chapter 3, where he wrote, "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, 'In you all the nations shall be blessed.' So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham." And in verses 13 and 14, Paul tells us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And what was that promise? We find it in Genesis 22. God says, "And your offspring," speaking to Abraham, "which is singular," which is Christ, "shall possess the gate of his enemies," meaning Christ will be triumphant over his enemies. "And in your offspring," that is Christ, "shall all the nations be blessed." And Paul in Galatians 3 explained that this blessing was justification through faith. Through this, we understand that just as God in His providence led Israel for 40 years in the wilderness and remained faithful to His covenants, He will remain faithful to us, the spiritual offspring of Abraham and recipients of His promise. Paul referred to this in Galatians 3, where he wrote that if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to His promise. We have comfort in God's providence because in it the Lord ordains our lives. In Proverbs 16, verse 9 and 20, verse 24, we read about God's providence in our lives. Solomon wrote, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And a man's steps are of the Lord, How then can a man understand his own way? For this reason, Solomon also tells us in Proverbs 3 to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. In other words, trust in God. Obey His word. Trust in His providence. For in it, He shall direct our paths. We do not know what tomorrow holds, but we have comfort in knowing that God does, and that He has already ordained all that will happen in our lives. And if our sovereign and almighty God, who loves us with an unconditional and eternal love, has ordained our lives, we can say with great certainty, as David said in Psalm 23, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And lastly, we have comfort in God's providence, because in it, all that He allows us to experience in this life is for His glory and our edification, according to His sovereign and perfect will. In Isaiah 63:14, we read that as a beast goes down into the valley, and the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest, so you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. God is great and worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our honor, and He is worthy of all glory for who He is and for what He does. For God in His providence not only keeps us in Christ, but He works in our lives, conforming us to the image of His Son and fulfilling His purpose in each of our lives, providing for all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And because of this, we honor and worship Him as our God and serve Him through Christ our Lord. And lastly, I will read the verse that brings comfort to all who are in Christ. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Who are the ones who love God? The ones who are the called, according to whose purpose? God's. In this verse, we must understand that when Paul wrote that all things work together for good to those who love God, that is exactly what he meant. Let us trust in God's word, rest in His promises, and find comfort in His providence. We find comfort in God's providence because in it we can be sure that we are preserved in Christ, regardless of our situation. We come and we have comfort in God's providence because in it the Lord leads us. We have comfort in God's providence because in it the Lord ordains our lives. And lastly, we have comfort in God's providence because in it all that He allows us to experience in this life is for His glory and our edification, according to His sovereign and perfect will. Let us bow our heads and pray. Precious Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who has helped us to receive and understand it. And we ask that you help us to apply what we have heard today to our lives, so that we may continue to grow in the knowledge of Christ and in your grace. And we ask this so that we may become more useful in your kingdom. Father God, thank you for your unconditional love and mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, help us to trust more in you, to always trust in your word, and to find comfort in your providence. Father God, help us to serve you and others according to your purpose and your divine will. Guide us, prepare us, and use us as mere servants in your kingdom. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.